TheWellnessCouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives.
It's time to kick your shoes off, put your heels up, and listen to how to live your best barefoot lifestyle with your host, the barefoot podiatrist, Paul Thompson.
Hello, and welcome back to the Barefoot Movement Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Thompson. And in this episode, I wanted to talk about barefoot shoes and the best way of assessing for barefoot shoes. So I want to give you guys my top five features that I'm looking for. You know, there's a lot of you reaching out to me asking, you know, what are some good shoes, some good barefoot shoes that I recommend. And, you know, I'm going to start reviewing more shoes online. So you'll find links on my website to different shoe reviews to help give you guys, more of what I think of some of these shoes. And if you haven't had a chance to see some of these shoes in the flesh, hopefully seeing how they move and some of the features on them in some short videos will help guide you to what it is you're after in a barefoot shoe. I guess the downside at the moment with the barefoot shoe industry is that it is a little bit niche. So a lot of it is online. So it's a bit harder to try them on sometimes. So yeah, hopefully by having those videos there, it'll just give you a bit of a, you know, another look at how they move and how they'll potentially help or hinder your feet. So the top five things I'm looking for in a barefoot shoe is number one, the heel height. And I will have a link on the bottom of these show notes to my website. I'll put a little blog up with these top five and a little blurb on each one, like what it is I'm looking for and why. But I'll keep it really simple, so it's just a nice little guide that if you're trying to tick off the healthy boxes in a barefoot shoe, then you'll be able to just have a look at that and you know, see how many of these features are in there. I personally look for all five, so I want to see that these five features I'm about to go through, that the shoe has all of them. And if it does, then for me, that's like an everyday shoe, where if it only has, say, you know, 2 to 4 ticks, then it might be a sometime shoe. 1 to 2 ticks would be a very limited time shoe. For me, I mean, some people might even, you know, see 4 to 5 ticks as an everyday shoe. But yeah, for me, I want to know that it's got all these features. So these five features are heel height is number one. So I want to know that there's no raised heel in my shoe. Now, I've spoken about this a lot online and on previous episodes, but for those of you who are just sort of tuning into this podcast or new to the world of barefoot shoes and healthy feet, a lot of people don't realize that even your standard jogger can have 1 to 2 centimeter heel built into the shoe. And, you know, even the Podiatry Association recommendation for a long time has been less than 2 centimeters is a healthy height for shoes, but which I agree is definitely less than 2 centimeters. But, you know, I actually think that anything over 0 has the ability to change how we move. I just don't, like, I view a heel in a shoe as a way of treating specific conditions. It's not something we need to be in all day, every day. I don't actually understand why shoes have a raised heel or why it's become okay to have a heel in a shoe. Now, the recommendation for a kid's shoe from like a Podiatry Association is up to around 2 years of age, there should be no heel and the sole should be soft. But after 2, I'm not sure what changes in the foot as to why we need, you know, more cushioning, more support, a raised heel, all those things. It just doesn't make sense to me. So heel height, 0. I'm looking for 0 millimeters raised heel. So the back of the shoe should be the same like level as the forefoot of the shoe, the front of the shoe. Now, depending on how strict you are with your foot health and foot function, then, you know, some people will be okay with up to about 4 or 5 mils heel height. There's a few shoes that do like a minimalist heel, but yeah, most joggers will be around 1 to 2 centimeter heel, and then obviously dress shoes will go up from there. You know, some men's dress shoes may even be up around 2.5 centimeter heels, and you've got women's like dress heels that'll be up to about 1 meter high now, I believe. I'm joking, they're probably not 1 meter, but you get the point. So, 0 mils is what we're after with heel height. Tick. Number 2, flexibility. So, my foot needs to move in all different directions to grip the ground and to, adapt to different surfaces and different articulations through the ground. So, I want to know that my shoe will also bend and flex as my foot needs to. The stiffer the shoe, then we're going to start changing the way we walk. We can change the way the big toe bends. I really want to look for something that's nice and flexible through the sole. I can, like most of the shoes, or pretty much all the shoes in my cupboard, I can roll them up in a ball. So there's no kind of structure through the sole of them. And again, for me as a podiatrist, I now view stiff, kind of stable soles as a treatment for different things. If I'm trying to reduce movement through the foot for whatever it may be, different sort of conditions, then I'll, you know, get people to use things like conventional joggers to help reduce and stabilize the foot if we're trying to do that. But for, you know, day-to-day use, as long as the foot is functional and you are working on improving your movement, improving healthy patterns and strengthening your feet and mobilizing your feet and body, then, you know, all these features are what I'm looking for. So number 2 is flexible sole. Number 3 is cushioning. So I want to make sure that when I'm looking for a shoe, it has minimal cushioning. Now, I know cushioning can be nice and soft and feels great, but we don't necessarily need it. Now, the times that I may get people to use cushioning, if I'm like treating them or they're in that sort of barefoot space, would be if they have a really high locked up foot, so a really high arch foot. Sometimes that foot can really struggle with absorbing shock, so we may use a thin layer of cushioning there to help with that. But for the most part, when I'm looking for a shoe for myself, yeah, I'm looking for minimal cushioning, virtually no cushioning. So I want to know that I can feel the ground underneath me, get as much feedback from the surface underneath me as I can, and then let my body and the nerves adapt to that surface and use my body's natural cushioning. So our body's actually really good at cushioning itself. When we start adding cushioning, there's been some research to show that in running, we can actually increase our ground reaction force. So that means that with cushioning under the foot, it sort of messes up with the nerves and the proprioception in the feet, and we can land either harder through the foot. We can take longer strides, and that can increase like force going through the body, but we don't absorb it as well. So that means that the actual force going through the body is more. So it might be less in the foot because of the cushioning, but that force still needs to go somewhere. So the force can be increased in that case. But yeah, for me, minimal cushioning. Number four, I'm looking for good toe splay width. So a nice wide toe box. Now, again, most shoes these days, you know, from sports shoes right through to dress shoes, the widest part of the shoe is the ball of the foot. And then it'll taper in at the toes to more of a, like a point essentially, or a, you know, narrowing at the toes. Now, the widest part of the foot is actually meant to be the toes. So you want nice wide toes to help keep all the muscles and joints in good alignment and get the maximum, you know, use and benefit from those muscles and joints. So when we start like squishing the toes into a tighter toe box, we start changing not only the structure of the foot, but the function of it, which can, you know, change stability and balance and power from the foot. So for me, yeah, I need to be able to not only wiggle my toes. So it's not about, you know, when you used to go to a shoe shop and they'd, you know, ask, can you wiggle your toes? Oh, good. So there's good, lots of room in there. That's important too. You want to have some like wiggle room, but you need splay room as well. So you need to be able to spread your toes apart in that shoe. Now, a good way of testing that is if you have toe spreaders, so those things we spoke about in the last a few episodes ago. So we pop them between our toes and they widen all the, or keep the toes apart to stretch the toes out. That's a good test. If you can put your toe spreaders on, put the shoe on, and you've got good room in there, then you know you've got lots of room to splay your toes in that shoe. Where if you put your toe spreaders on, pop the shoe on, then you're clearly going to fail the toe spreader test, because with your toes nice and wide and spread apart in a shoe that's too narrow, it's going to be quite uncomfortable and you'll feel the pressure on the sides of the toes. So lots of width at the toes is what I'm looking for as number four. Now, number five, and look, there's other things I look for, but these are just my top five. The last one we're going to talk about today is the sole edges. So what I'm referring to is on the sole of the shoe. So the if it does have cushioning, it tends to be worse with this. But are there edges that are sharp on the sole, or are they more beveled and rounded off like your foot would be? So if you look at a bare foot, there's not really many, well, there's, yeah, no square edges. So your heel is more of that sort of rounded shape. The toes are all rounded. And that's to help, like as we land through walking or running, the rounded edge helps like so use the muscles as a pulley system a lot better. Versus if there's squared off edges, so if there's a square edge on the heel, for instance, it gives you more of a whiplash effect. So if your foot lands on the outside of the heel when you're walking, which is where it should land, if there's a sharp edge there, like a more of a squared edge, it's a lot harder to lower that with control. Now, a lot of these anti-pronation shoes that are out there to help stop us from pronating will have this kind of thickened, squared off edge on that outside heel. So it kind of almost counterbalances itself in that when the foot lands, it'll whip in with like lots of fast pronation, but then it'll get stopped by the anti-pronation, you know, roll bar or whatever on the shoe. So, you know, if you can have a shoe that's more rounded through the heel and then strengthen the muscles to eccentrically load and lower the foot with more control, then you're going to walk a lot more efficiently and put a lot less strain through some of the ligaments and tendons that are trying to help out there. So, yeah, squared off edges are a big no-no for me. So I want to see that it's nice and rounded through the heel if we can, or if it does have a bit of an edge on it, I want to know that that's fairly soft and that my foot can still almost roll through that, that it's not a hard edge. So if it's a hard squared off edge, when you land on that kind of corner, you've got one of two ways to go. It's either going to normally, as you're walking, it'll roll inwards and sort of flick down. So if you can imagine like almost like a cube, if you put it on one of the corners, then it's going to not just like a ball would just sort of roll. You can control a ball with different speeds a lot easier. Where if you roll a dice, when it's up on that edge, then it's going to whip down a lot faster onto that flat surface. The other bad thing about a squared off heel is if it goes the other way, so if you're about to roll your ankle, for instance, you're running to the side or you stop, change direction, it also creates a hinge the other way. So if you have bare feet, you've got a lot better chance of controlling a sprained ankle, as the muscles can tighten up and control that roll a lot better. Where if it's a squared off edge, as soon as it gets up over that kind of corner, then it doesn't matter how fast your muscles switch on or whatever. If the force is getting pushed to the outside over that squared edge, you're going to roll your ankle, and you're going to roll it a lot worse, because then it'll speed up as it goes over that edge. So just be mindful that squared off edges on shoes aren't necessarily a good thing. So they're the top five things I'm looking for in shoes. So number one was heel height. Number two, that the shoe's flexible. Number three, we've got minimal cushioning. Number four, that I can splay my toes within the shoe and wiggle the toes, lots of toe room. And number five, no squared off edges on the sole of the shoe. Now, there's other features as well that you may look for depending on what it is you're using the shoe for, so different lacing techniques or different materials that may breathe better or be more waterproof. So whatever it is you're looking for the purpose of the shoe as well. But yeah, the top five features are those ones I just went through. And like I said, I can put a little sheet with those on there just to help if you're looking for shoes yourself, more of a barefoot shoe, then you can check that out and just tick off those and just see what it is that's going to work for you and what of those features are important to you. But yeah, have a look at those. Then check out social media, the Barefoot Podiatrist on Facebook and Instagram, or go to thebarefootmovement.com.au. And over the next few months, I'm going to start putting more, I've been getting a lot more shoes sent to me, which has been really lovely, from a lot of barefoot shoe brands. So I'm going to start reviewing them using these five features and just give you a better idea as to what shoes you like the look of, which ones are going to work better with where you're at in your barefoot journey. I'll talk to you guys through that. And if you've got any feedback, if you have any questions, send me through an email. If you need help with your feet or with a certain pain that you can't get rid of or want to know more about, then you can book online an appointment with me. I do appointments either via Skype or in the clinic near Wollongong. So you can jump onto the barefootmovement.com.au to book that or find out more. But otherwise, thanks again for tuning in. Hope those five shoe features help you in choosing better footwear for your feet. Thanks again. Bye.
This has been a production of thewellnesscouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on facebook.com/thewellnesscouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives.
Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.